Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Dylan Sainsbury, Doug Weedor, and Keg Tapper. Coming up on TMS, delicious Kevin Bacon.
Kill the dry humpers.
Rub it on your sneakers.
Getting wiggly with it.
Ooh, scary Brian.
Happy dollar baby ween.
Big wigs, not big enough.
We can't all die first.
Carpal tunnel of the RMCP.
But do the cuffs match?
All expense spared.
Drinking Jason water.
Pepperidge Farm dish remembers.
Spidey-averse.
Gory, horror-y Halloween films with Monica.
Errors of various materials with Bill and more. On this episode of The Morning Stream.
This is soap. You can wash your face with it. It can make your face feel nice and fresh and clean and dry.
This is cleansing cream. You can cleanse your face with it. It can make your face feel nice and soft and smooth and greasy.
Strip it! It's strip it! Strip it!
This is The Morning Stream.
I'll swallow your soul.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It is The Morning Stream for Halloween, Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson, and that's Brian Ibbett.
Ooh, scary.
Scary Brian. Hey, happy Halloween, Brian. How's
your
day?
Happy Halloween to you too.
Yeah.
Did you do anything? We actually ended up going to trivia last night.
Yeah.
We had a couple little stumbling blocks, because I forgot that, two 90s bands had logos that were happy faces with X's for eyes.
Oh, hold on. Let me think. 90s or 80s? What'd you say?
90s. 90s bands. Two 90s bands had logos that were happy faces with X's for eyes.
Oh, why is that so familiar? The problem is, I got Watchmen poking their face into this. They don't belong. Get out. Move out. I'm just thinking of smiley faces now. I can't think of who it is.
Iokawa and Claire both have it. Yeah, Nirvana and Blink-182 both have logos with smiley faces. Nirvana's had the little wiggly mouth, and then... Blink-182 had like arrows coming off the side of the face, like that all meant something.
Nirvana should have been forced to make their logo a naked kid in a pool.
It should have just been their logo forever. Like the Rolling Stones mouth with the tongue. It should have been Dollar Baby Ween, basically, is what it should have been.
I don't think they get to do that in the modern day. Like if Nirvana was launching today, they had this album and this cover comes out, and it's a kid with his doodle out. I don't think it flies. I don't know why we were so tolerant then.
These days, like, you see album covers now, and it's a little tiny square on your screen as you're streaming something. You know,
that's true.
You probably wouldn't even notice the doodle unless you put it up on full screen television, Apple Play business. Otherwise, it's like, I think that might be a baby. I can't tell what he's reaching for, but oh, this album's really good.
Yeah. Because you're right. We don't see. It's kind of a shame.
Album art is a shame. Yeah,
album art that we have now for things, new things. Unless you go get vinyl, it's not a big thing to look at.
No. It bums me out because that was always such a good part of the experience. You'd listen to the album, like you'd bring home the album. You'd pull that massive cellophane plastic thing off of it.
Yeah.
You'd pull the jacket out. You'd pull the album out of the jacket, and then you'd read the lyrics and look at the album cover while you listen to the album for the first time.
Yeah.
Now you don't have that anymore. It's like, yeah.
That's a bummer. I don't know how you can recreate it. Why not let us?
I mean, you just have to force yourself to do it. And when you get an album, even if you're getting or listening to it streaming, pull up the lyrics. Don't do anything else for 40 minutes and listen to the new album.
Yeah.
Unless it's a Tech N9ne album, and then set aside 2 hours.
Exactly. Now, I used to, this is how I was, or I was very sad when video games stopped shipping with proper manuals.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because I used to love sitting in my... I would go to a thing, buy a Genesis game or whatever, go to my car, sit in my car in the parking lot for I don't know how long, just looking over the manual, page by page.
Do you think that and obviously when you get a digital game, it doesn't come with a manual, but when you get a physical game, still does?
It does. Most of the time, no. In fact, look at your recent Switch titles, if you have some physical ones. They usually have, if anything, a pamphlet-sized thing. Most of the time, nothing, though. Or it's an ad.
Probably right. Yeah.
It really sucks. I mean, now Marvel's, I'm...
Phoenix Rising? Nada.
Nothing.
Nada. A little... access add-on content thing, which I don't know if I ever did.
Promotions and crap. You'll get that for sure.
Promotion, yep.
But it kind of is a bummer. But then again, I think... I'm completely over physical media anyway, so I don't really care. Yeah. But I do miss those days where I would just stare at, Halo 1 weapons in the car. Or I would, look at all the ways Mario could jump in full color, too. They usually didn't skimp,
The three books you read this last weekend, digital or print?
They were all on Kindle. Yeah. So I the digital, technically, I suppose.
I still prefer physical books over digital. That's probably why, last week when it came time for me to do my homework, I picked something physical that I had access to rather than the digital thing that would have been very easy for me to download and get probably for free with my, Tina's Kindle subscription.
Yeah. The Unlimited's pretty good. They have a big selection. It's just surprising sometimes how much stuff's in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, including the one I'm reading now. And a lot of people are like, well, Scott, why don't you just do the audiobooks? As I've stated in Amy's segment before, I get distracted and fall asleep. I just can't do it. I don't know why. Yeah. Don't know why me reading a freaking e-ink screen is any better, but it works. It
totally puts me to sleep too. Yeah.
It's horrendous. So I also love the feel of a real book. So I feel you there. I take your meaning is what I'm trying to say.
Good.
Chat room. This is the most you're going to see of my mega church youth pastor wig. I'm taking it off now. All right. It's itching so bad.
You've seen it. It's all you're getting.
Oh, and it's creating constriction where I don't want any. Hold on a second. Let me.
Yeah. Who knew that wigs weren't made for huge heads?
No kidding. Also, someone with that much hair. How do you hear anything in headphones? I just now you're suddenly coming in booming stereo, whereas before you were like a tin can,
muffled. Sure.
F that. So this is going over here. We're done with that. I've done my duty. I did something for Halloween. That was my goal. I put on a wig. Mm-hmm. Good enough. All right.
Good. Excellent. Good.
Anyway, happy Halloween to everybody.
You did your part. You played your part. Happy Halloween.
Yes. And all of you at home, be safe. But also know that this whole idea that anyone laces candy with fentanyl is utter bullshit. You may as well be... razor blade mom freak out from the 80s. All right, just calm down. Fentanyl, nobody wants to put give their product away for free. Their product, okay?
Exactly. Fentanyl is expensive. They're not going to rub it on a Snickers.
No, they don't care. Why would they do that? That makes no sense. It's the dumbest paranoid thing I've ever heard in my life. All right, let's also pick your neighborhoods.
Sure.
I'm not one to discriminate, but if you're that worried about it, go to a place. You know what? You're more likely to get laced with some shit in a rich neighborhood anyway, because they're weird.
Because they get because drugs are expensive.
Right. That's where the drugs are.
And the people in the rich neighborhoods, they've got money to burn and fentanyl they can rub on their Snickers.
Yeah, and they'll probably even do it by accident because they're just like sloppy. What's this? I don't know. It looks like powder. Anyway, here you go, kid. They're not even thinking about it. All right. Wicked Kitten time, everybody. And you might say to yourselves, hold on, who's that? Well, you may have heard her many times on our play dates and, of course, the other thing we do. What's it called? Couch parties. Party. And she also is a bit of a horror freak. She loves the horror. She likes the movies. She has a show called Gore.
She's all about the horror.
All about the horror. I even have a little thing for her. Welcome to the show, Monica. Hello, Wicked Kitten Monica.
Hi. I'm having a panic attack right now because I cannot find the YouTube that's playing in my ear.
Oh, that's fun.
And I got YouTube and Twitch open for some strange reason.
Well, here's you have to do. All you have to do is you have a mute tab. Thing. What do you call it? A plugin, an add-on on your browser. And then all you got to do is hit
all this plug-in while all this is going on. We'll wait. Enable it.
This is the perfect time for it.
The EULA.
Yeah. Don't worry. Make sure you read it carefully. Don't just say I accept.
That is the spookiest part of the whole thing is the EULA. Yeah. Hey, I've seen your backdrop, of course, a million times before. The pumpkin is just for Halloween, though, right? Or do you have that up there all the time?
For the month of October, Gore Podcast takes over Wait You Haven't Seen, and so for 5 weeks in a row, we have tied up Travis and forced him to have us on his show.
Oh.
And so I had this backdrop for the live stream.
Nice. Is your room always this red? It's so red in there. Very Halloween.
I made it
red.
Orange. It's supposed to be pumpkin.
It's supposed to be orange? Because it looks like you've taken one of those 1970s lamps and draped a very thin red scarf over it. Like you used to do in old movies.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be pumpkin colored.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you've done a good job.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, you've done a great job.
It is, now that you say it, I can see the orange. It's orange, yeah.
Yeah, we'll give it orange.
Spider web up. I love this.
Oh, yeah, you get a little spider web on the corner of Brian in your video. I got one too. Okay. I got blood in our dual screen. I got blood running down the screen, and it loops.
I'll just pull it up and make it mute.
I spared no expense today, okay?
That's awesome. Wow. Good.
Spared no expense. Or by that, I mean I downloaded some stuff and made it work.
Yes, I downloaded some free stuff and spared all expense.
All expense. No expense was paid. Anyway, it's good to have you here. The reason you're on today is because we want to talk about not only because of your show Gore, you guys cover a lot of horror movies and stuff, and I've been watching a lot of them, and Film Sack's done their share for Sacktober, but I want to get a couple of things out of you. First of all, a text from a listener has a question for you, and I didn't prepare you for this.
Okay? Oh, God.
Yeah, she is unprepared.
Yep. So are you ready? Are you ready for your big question? You all set for this?
Yeah. I'll peek through my fingers like I do when I watch a horror movie.
All right. Perfect. No problem. Excellent. That's what everyone in New Jersey does. That's the New Jersey hand signal. Cover your face.
That's exactly right.
This is a text from Dead to Rights, DED2 Rights. Cool name. Says this, can you ask Monica what her favorite horror film of all time is and why? That's an easy question. That's not so hard.
Okay, so this just recently, like sometimes you got to change things because like you get affected by a movie again or something. So about 2015, I went to go see the movie Jaws in the theater.
Yeah.
So there I am sitting there with John Williams music like rushing through my ears and stuff. And so that became my favorite horror movie until recently. And then I rewatched Alien. Well, not in the movie theater, but I rewatched Alien and realized that there's just so much I love about that movie. I don't know. I guess I go back and forth, but it's like Jaws or Alien.
Mm.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Can I just say two?
That's fine.
Sure.
And I like that they're both, I don't know, I'd call them non-traditional classics. Horror movies. Yeah, but I would.
Yeah.
They're not slashers. They're not, you know, ooh, or any haunted anything.
Right.
It's like, ooh, scary shark. Ooh, you know.
Technically, slasher is my favorite genre. I'm the one on the show who loves all the slashers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Friday the 13th being my favorite.
Yeah. Friday the 13th, the film is your favorite, the original?
The series in general, the franchise, I think it's one of the best franchises in all of horror franchises basically because it just has like the most so we talk about this on the show a couple of times, but like Halloween, like Travis is, you know, he thinks it's like probably the best, one of the best horror movies of all time, right? And it is a very well-made movie. It's a good movie, but then you get to the rest of the series and, like, you know, 4 is kind of bad and 5 is kind of bad. 6 is terrible, you know. Like, you get diminishing returns and then, you know, you get some better ones later on. But when you go to Friday the 13th, most of the movies are, you know, they're either, you know, really good or okay. Mm. Like, you get maybe, like, one bad one in the bunch. And so I've rewatched, I have the entire Blu-ray series of Friday the 13th behind me.
Oh my god.
But also,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, but also, did you know Friday the 13th, the original film with Kevin Bacon, with delicious Kevin Bacon, was filmed in New Jersey?
Really?
Did I ever tell you that?
Oh, no. Was it really? No, I didn't know that.
In fact, the entire Crystal Lake thing is up there, right? The whole deal.
Yes.
And you
actually went there.
You went and visited it. So was this like an official, like an event, or was it just a tour they have all the time? They only do it around Halloween?
Did you just go there and walk around and on your own?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's scary. I would be freaked out.
Could be.
Yes. Yeah. So before they started these tours up, I think it was like they said 2011 or something like that. Yeah. Before that, people would come and try to see the camp. And it's called Nobi Bosco, which is like North Bergen Boy Scout camp. It's owned by the Boy Scouts, so you're not really allowed to be there during the summertime because, you know, the Boy Scouts are there.
Sure.
And
no girls allowed.
So they had like.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
They had the horror fans that would come in and try to hang out at the lake, and they'd have to stop them. So they started up these tours because then it would give more like a regulated way for horror fans to come and see the camp.
Right.
So all of the tours run from about maybe like April, May to October. And it's basically the counselors that work at the camp during the summer. They take us on this tour and they show us all like the spots where it was filmed, basically.
Mm, that's cool. Wow.
That's
yeah.
cool. So
yeah.
Did you get to see I don't know, where Kevin Bacon got stabbed underneath the bed up through his gut or whatever? You got to see that?
Yes. I got to be in the same cabin where Kevin Bacon was stabbed through the bottom of the bunk or whatever into his neck. I took a picture and I was like, I now stand in a room where Kevin Bacon existed and was.
Wow.
So it's just a regular cabin, right? Like it's not, they don't have it roped off or you can't, there's not a bed to get on or anything, or is there a bed you can get on?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they still use a lot of this stuff for the camp. I mean, it's, you know, like it's a Boy Scout camp, so it's just like there's a bunch of crappy stuff. Not everything is still there because it's been 40 years, by the way, over 40 years.
Yeah.
But a lot of these places still exist, and obviously the lake still exists. We had, like, we went to where they, you know, they had to turn the power on, and that's really where the power is for the camp, the generator. Because they don't get electricity from the state. They have a generator.
They're off the grid
even
in there?
Which is like the beginning of every horror movie, right? The killer like shuts off the generator and then plunges everybody into darkness.
That's hilarious. Like I don't know why I would have thought, that's crazy to me. They're off the grid. I guess that makes sense though. You're trying to teach them how to rough it or whatever. Yeah. So whatever lights you have are minimal. So when you,
that's the other thing.
Yeah.
The area that it's in, there is no cell reception. So as soon as, and I'm with my co-host and future Cthulhu, the Dreadlord, or better known on the show as Wesley, the game code guy.
Yeah.
And he's from Belgium. And so he's driving the car, the rental car, and he has never driven on American roads that are so dark. It's just pitch black. Okay. And like, it's just our headlights lighting the way and watching out for deer. And, like, these roads are, like, I've seen these all my life. Then we get to the road where the camp is on. I thought we were going to be murdered just driving on that
road.
Whoa.
Just approaching the campsite.
Oh, it was, like, little tiny ravines on the side, so don't tip your car over. There's just barely enough room for two cars to go past each other. But no cell reception, so we get there. We have to put our phone in airplane mode because the guy's like, we don't want your phones to die while you're here.
No, can't have that.
Oh, yeah, because they'll constantly be trying. Yeah, again, just like a slasher film. Oh, I'm not getting a signal. I can't call the police or call for help.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jeez. My God. Okay, so I'm going to say, like, a couple things. Like, they don't let you record anything. Like, I can't constantly record.
Sure.
Like, I'm not allowed to record the person giving the tour. It's yeah. like very frowned upon because these people, they're like, they just do it for fun and for the, you know, for the fans.
Yeah, but what's sure. the harm in it? Is it just, they just don't want, they want more people to come. They don't want people to avoid it because they've already heard it or whatever, right? Or it's not, it's not because they're not making up scary shit like, oh, if you record, you might wake the ghost of
whatever you do. Don't take this home and Google it. You won't find it online.
Yeah, no. I think you could find a lot of the information. Like, I knew most of the stuff anyway because I'm just such a huge fan.
Yeah.
And the guy was like really nice that gave the tour and just gave us like extra background and showed us the stuff. And one of the great things is oh my god, I forgot the name of the woman. But the final girl from the first movie, whose name is escaping me, Alice in the movie, but I can't remember.
Oh, Alice in the movie.
I'm so sorry,
lady,
if you're
listening. Not talking about the mom. Not the mom, right?
Not the mom, but okay. the final girl. And she was keeping a diary during the filming of the movie. And so when she came and visited the camp, she gave them a lot more information about where things were. So they were able to put more stuff on the tour of where things were actually filmed. Oh. So there's... Like, we got to walk around, we got to go to the lake and the scene, like, see exactly where they filmed the, where he, you know, Jason jumps out of the water. Sorry, spoilers, go watch the movie. and that
oh,
scene.
Oh, no, he jumps out of the water.
What? Aww. I can't believe it. This is a shocking turn of events. Hold on a second. So, like, I'm sorry, I have to clear this up. The Kevin Bacon scene, correct me on this, because you're such a fan of the film. When that... Whatever, was it an arrow that came up through the bed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he was in the middle of like doing it when that happened, right?
No, he was smoking a doobie.
Oh, that's right.
So what am I thinking of?
There was a woman, but there was a girl in the room with them, right?
No, she had left to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so now that's the question, because I have in my head, burned into my head, that there's a killing in, I thought it was Friday the 13th, and maybe it's another sequel, or maybe I'm thinking of a Freddy movie, but there are two people doing it. And something comes
shish
up kebab through
a couple coitus.
Yeah, what is that?
Two.
That's two.
That is part two, and that actual kill is taken from another movie called Bay of Blood.
Okay.
Which is like an older, like Italian horror movie, where they do the same thing. They basically skewer the, you know, writhing people who don't actually look like they're doing much of anything, really.
writhing people.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no! Kill the dry humpers.
Yeah. Get the. Well, I mean, okay, Amy in the chat said it pretty well earlier. She said, these movies were designed to scare kids into not having sex. And I'm not saying...
also smoking dope, too, because, you know, basically anytime you did something bad, it was like, oh, you're next.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing. But
well, and that's the thing. Like, most of these things, they're supposed to be... it's just like anything in a movie. Like we were talking about this because we were watching Halloween last night, and... You know, they kill Jason. Michael kills a dog in that movie.
Yeah.
And like immediately when you kill a dog in a movie, it makes you the bad guy. So they give you these things which make you like the good person, the bad person, and who, you know, who deserves it, right? Because people who smoke dope and have sex, like they deserve to be murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't really work nowadays, but back then it was so ingrained in you that you should just never have sex or drink or have fun at all. Ever.
Yeah, which made the movie kind of tantalizing because three things were happening: two forbidden fruits, someone smoking a doobage, and then you and then you're doing it, and then the third thing, the triumvirate moment, is getting an arrow up the bed through your neck, you know? And nobody wants that in their life, so they were trying to, like, tie these things together. Well, we persevered. Everybody still has sex.
That's right.
Take that.
Still doing it. Still smoking dope. And
can I show you the coolest thing we got?
Yeah,
sure.
What do you got?
So these, they sell these in the gift shop. It's a little empty jar.
That's lake water?
Empty jar. Yes. And they let you, on the tour, when we go to the lake, they allow you to fill it with water. Now have Jason water.
Oh, I want
Jason
that.
Jason water. Oh, hilarious.
I want That's Jason awesome. Water so bad. That's awesome. You should buy more and resell them for a higher price. That's what you should do.
You should just get a bunch of cheap glass vials, get some labels printed up on Label Genius and Sticker Genius. And
you could do it.
You that's the other that. Part of the tour. So like part of what they do is the money from these tours, it goes to not only support the Boy Scout camp itself, but it also goes to a nearby camp, which is for, you know, kids with cancer and stuff like that.
Oh,
so they can
good.
Go to the camp for free. And So that's a good thing. And then anything in the gift shop, I believe that goes to just support the tours continuing.
That's
top rate. Yeah.
Well, then that's a good reason to buy them.
Yeah, I take it back. Don't try to resell them on eBay. Just, you know, you gotta help.
Well,
the kids.
I could like that. There's no rule against that, but like,
you know. That's right.
You could, but should you? You know,
would you take a drink of Jason water?
No.
Come on, Monica.
No.
Here's your chance, right here on the air. We could do it right now. You could drink.
No, I don't want her to get Giardia. No way. No.
Oh,
no,
good point.
It is a murky, gross way.
Yeah.
It is. Boy Scout.
They chose it for a reason, right? Like,
who probably in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude.
Because it's boys and they poop in lakes if you listen to Core.
Apparently. Yeah. Bo's
always pee in a lake.
Bo's only a few hundred miles north of that, I think. So, you know.
Probably has Bo's poop in it.
Yeah, you never know. Did a little lake run down in
who
Jersey.
Wants to buy Bo's poop water.
So, was there any time in this tour where you were a little freaked out or it was like scary at all or any of that?
Yes.
Well, the drive in for sure.
Well, that for sure. But, like, you know, when they're walking around telling you stuff, do they lean into like this is where blah, blah, or is it just like here's where they filmed this?
Yeah, you know? No, they don't. They really don't lean into trying to scare you because it's not really about that. But we did pick the latest tour. We picked the last tour possible as well, and nice. So it was
darkest,
pitch black. Yeah. And so. The scariest parts were that there were no lights and there was a part that was incredibly steep with slippery rocks and I almost biffed it and died and not by Jason.
Horrendous in the dark. Oh my God. No kidding.
It's like, you don't want to say, people say, how did you die? Oh, at Crystal Lake. Ooh, cool. No, I slipped on a thing.
Yeah. But now I'm like, now I give complete respect to the people in this movie, like running around away from Jason. Like, now I get why you fell. Cause like I almost fell and I wasn't running. I was walking.
Well, you experienced the trope of the woman running away from the slow moving slasher and falling down, having a hard time getting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
But now I have less respect for Jason because, like, yeah, of course you caught up to them. Like, you're familiar with this lake. And
I mean,
they're
he
just...
had to walk on that treacherous course, too. Like, you know, you can have some respect for Jason for doing that with a hockey mask on.
Yeah.
No peripheral vision.
Well, technically, he didn't. You know.
Well, he did later, right? I mean, where did the mask show up, too? Or is it three?
Three. It didn't show up until three, yeah.
That's so crazy, because none of us think of it that way. All of us have it in our heads that he was masked up the entire effing time.
From jump, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And even though I know it's not true, and that his only real appearance in that first movie is jumping out of the water at the end. Mm-hmm. Spoilers. but even though I know that, I still want to picture him. Oh, that's actually led me to a question. There's that remake in 2014 or something, kind of a reboot, 2013, whatever it was.
2009.
Oh my gosh, was that old? What did you think of that?
You're so good at years.
I know, I'm great at them. What did you think of that thing? Because I thought it was pretty good at the time, but I haven't visited it in a while, and I don't know how purists feel about the reboot.
So, like, for me, it wasn't anything special. It wasn't spectacular. It wasn't bad, in my opinion. But also, we had the Nightmare on Elm Street remake that came out at the same time, which was terrible.
Yeah. Brian. No, sorry. It was. No, I'm not going to defend it. I mean, there were things I liked. I liked Jackie Earle Haley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a good job. But it the mask.
It didn't have the same charm and the fun of the cheese
and the
ball.
Face, like, you cannot, like, that face was just, it felt so wrong.
I think I've completely forgotten about the face because I can't remember what he looked like. Did he wear a mask? The only mask I can picture on Jackie Earle Haley is the one, the ink blot mask from Watchmen.
I mean, he has the burn mask, right? The
you know, because they jumped on the storyline, they jumped on Freddy being more than just a child killer. So that made some fans feel like uncomfortable because, like, we never grew up thinking that he was, like, you know, a creepy, like, you know, we just thought he killed people, like, you know. So the new movie kind of weighed heavier on that aspect of it, and it, like, honestly made me feel uncomfortable. But, you know, I'm sure some people liked it.
Well, I mean, the old ones are kind of cartoonized version of that concept. Like, they just allude to his history. They don't really dig into it. And I could see why a modern take might get writers and producers to go, you know, what if we really dove into the psychosis of this man and made it much worse than whatever. And I could see that working in the right hands, but it just sounds, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't have a judgment on this movie, but I always was curious about it. Oh yeah, there he is with his stuff. So he's still all burned up. He just looks
weird.
He just looks different. Yeah.
Look, and that's the thing. Like, you look at you can remake Michael Myers. He doesn't talk, right? He wears a mask. As long as you get a good mask, that remake worked. I'm not going to talk about Rob Zombie, okay? But you know, Jason, clearly the same thing.
Him.
Like, yeah,
you love him. You're super into him. That's the thing. That's the truth.
no offense to Rob Zombie. I have respect for him, but I don't tend to like his movies.
I understand. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I think I might be there with you, but that's a discussion for another day.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like Eli Roth. I have so much respect for his, like, he knows so much about horror movies. He is a super fan. He's great. I tend to not like his movies, but I'm excited for the one that's coming out soon, the Thanksgiving one. That looks like it's going to be freaking great.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Where is it? It is called, I can tell you.
Writer, I see that actor. Freddy, front and center, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Can't find it. But, yeah, it's
called
like
Thanksgiving.
Is it just called Thanksgiving?
Oh, is that it?
I'm pretty sure. Unless it is called Thanksgiving, right?
I can't find his freaking director shit for some reason. IMDb. Whatever. Yeah. IMDb's being weird. Oh, here it is. Okay. It is called, oh, wow. He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just literally, yeah, you're right. Literally called Thanksgiving. Comes out this year.
Yeah.
And then Borderlands comes out next year. For some reason, he's directing Borderlands based on the video game.
Oh, it is based on the video game. Oh, that's kind of cool, actually. Yeah. Interesting.
The worst thing he ever made, I thought, was those Hostel things. I hated Hostel. I guess he only did Hostel 1, but, oh, no, he did 2 as well. I hated the Hostel movies.
I don't think I've seen any of the Hostel movies.
They were a combination of really shitty acting and just torture porn. Just the worst kind of torture-y, gory, I'm going to slowly pull your eye out. Like, there wasn't actually anything scary. Really? It was just awful.
Yeah. It was, and that's the thing about, like, torture porn stuff. It's done for, not just for shock value and no reason whatsoever, which is why I really don't like when they put some of the Saw movies in there too, because some of the Saw movies are like have great story behind them, like the original Saw and Jigsaw and Saw X, which I just watched recently, by the way. It's got like a nice story.
Yeah.
Which one of the other horror fans I know, they were like, it was like a Hallmark Saw movie.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, I'm sorry people have like emotions and stuff happens. Like, it's, you know.
No,
like,
I saw that movie. Now that you say that, that is actually kind of funny. That's like, it's like a rated R. It is. It's absolutely like a rom-com horror movie. That's funny. I don't watch X. X disturbed me. I didn't like X.
I will recommend, by the way, I think it just came on streaming today. Hulu, I believe, The Haunting in Venice, the third of the Hercule Poirot movies, which is easily the most horrific and horrifying of the series.
Oh, wow.
They're bringing it back to theaters for a couple of days, so I'm going to watch it Wednesday night, tomorrow night. Okay. That's tomorrow night. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's surprisingly scary for, you know, what you would think would just be a typical murder mystery film, but it's
By the way, I didn't know this, but Thanksgiving is based entirely, just like Machete was, on that Grindhouse thing, Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez deal.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was one of the commercials.
Like
commercials.
Was it really? Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
That's great.
We've been waiting for it a long time.
Yeah.
As well as Don't.
is there one called Don't? I don't remember.
So there was a trailer in between, and it was called Don't, and the movie was like a bunch of different scenes of like a horror movie, and it was just like Don't, and then like it would show something else, and then it'd be like Don't, and then the Don't just kept getting faster, Don't, and then like at the end it just went like Don't. Like it was
it feels
like
that should
way
be a Jordan Peele film though.
Gosh, dude, yes.
Jordan Peele needs to make Don't.
Yeah, he only his contract is I can only do one word scary movies.
One or two word movies, and that's it. Yeah,
that's great.
You get out. Us? Nope.
Well, here's what I'm going to recommend people do. Check out the podcast Gore. That's Gore with a G. And the reason you should check it out is because they talk about horror stuff all the time. If you're a horror fan, no better day than Halloween to tell you about it. Sounds like you guys are talking about Halloween. Halloween 1? Or what are you doing? What's your latest episode? What's the plan?
So the latest episode is Halloween 3. We've been going through the Halloween movies since the beginning of the show. So that means we've, you know, this is...
This is the season of the witch one, right? The kind of no Michael Myers in it.
Yeah, really? People love this one. Yeah, it's so
weird. In my
opinion,
my number one favorite. Travis's number two favorite.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never saw it. I should watch it. I want to see it now.
Can I recommend one movie before I go?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Man, I didn't realize I was going to talk so much about the camp. I just want to put like a little bit of a spotlight on this movie called The Blackening.
Mm.
It came out in 2022, but it released around here in June 16th of 2023. It basically takes the trope of, you know, the black person dies first and kind of puts it on its ear. It's like an all black cast. It's so funny and so meta and so great. And I really want more people to go watch this movie.
Yeah, here it is. We can't all die first is their tagline. I love that.
Exactly.
No way. Yeah. That's
so
hilarious.
Good.
I love that.
You have to watch it.
Wow.
All right.
It's fantastic.
I mean, is it just pure parody? Is it like, you know, the scary movie series, or what's the deal?
It's still like, there's still slasher. There's still, you know, people getting killed and things happening, but it's also really meta and really funny. I think it's like the perfect mix of those two things. So it's not too spoofy, because I'm not like a big fan of like the scary movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although I haven't seen a lot of them. It's
they have their fans, but they're basically just scream parodies.
Yeah, and it's you know, it was great with the Zucker brothers are doing stuff like that, because they could really do it well, and then people just came and said, "Oh, we could totally do that ourselves." And
yeah.
I love Airplane.
Yeah, Airplane.
I love Baseball.
Yeah, of course. All that stuff's great.
They started getting too weird.
They just got too dumb. Yeah. I don't know if they even work in a modern day, but whatever. I like that the only two white actors in your film, The Blackening, are Dietrich Bader as Ranger White. That's fantastic. And George Fisher as Creepy Old Guy. So there you go.
Yeah, the token white people.
Check it out, The Blackening. Where is that? Is that streaming anywhere right now?
Oh crap. I should have checked that.
Prime, Prime has it for rent. I don't know if, of course they're going to advertise it. They own it.
Just watch.
Yeah.
Now watch. Watch it now.
Watch it now. Yeah, .com.
Just watch. shit out of watch. .com.
shit out of watch. Oh, here it is. Currently streaming on Stars.
Stars.
Yeah, all
with
the
Prime
Stars.
Oh, that's that thing.
Yeah, or you can go rent it, and it's currently 122nd on the list of Just Watch daily streaming charts. Yeah. Just below us, and just above Terrifier 2. It's decent company.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And Gore has a website, so if you want to check out the podcast, it is gorepodcast.com. You can listen to all the shows. You can search for movies that maybe we've done. You can find the links to all the cool show hosts.
I love it. That's how websites work. I love it. Go check it out.
Made by Bumpy.
Yeah. And enjoy your show. Continue to enjoy that. And we love having you on all this other stuff we do. Thank you so much, Monica. Stay out of trouble and don't let anyone ever call you Nicole. All right. Bye. All right. She lets me do it all.
I was waiting for that, actually. It's amazing. Yeah. Good.
The Blackening on my list. Thank you for that. Oh, why am I logged out of Just Watch? All right, whatever. Let's not worry about it right now, shall we? Mm-hmm. Let's move on to some news. We need to inform as well as entertain. So here you go. Today's news brought to you by...
Just a shout out to Frogpants Tadpooler, Night X-Mare.
That's right. That dude's cool. He's going through some stuff. Just want to let him know we got his back. Tadpool's a big, big supportive group, and... I hope he is doing well today.
Yeah.
All right. Let us move forward with this story. It's actually a holdover from yesterday. A cargo of fireworks explodes into an hour-long light show after Highway 1 crash near Hope, British Columbia. Oh, man.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Now, it's one thing to have it crash. It's another to have it crash and then something ignite.
And just keep and igniting just go. And keep going, and oh my god,
I want
an hour long. That's the part that blows my mind. An hour long.
Yeah, for an hour. I mean, I don't. They don't really get into how standoffish the police or responders had to be, but I'm guessing they had to let it burn out a little bit, right? Just let it go.
I think so. Yeah.
Because what else are you gonna do?
Well, I mean, yeah, just like exactly, let it run its course. We'll just sit here. Just go ahead and just let it go.
Yeah, just let it do what it's gonna do. It's like food poisoning.
Let's go ooh and ah over each one.
Here's the story. A collision on the Trans-Canada Highway east of Vancouver resulted in an hour-long light show on Thursday night after a crash caused a cargo of fireworks to ignite. I like, is that a measurement in Canada? It's a cargo of fireworks.
A cargo? No, I think it's just a truck's cargo of fireworks.
It's just got shit in it, yeah.
No, but I do like that, yes. How many Timbits are you bringing over? Oh, I'm bringing over a cargo of them.
Oh, man. That's a lot.
A cargo of them, hey?
Yeah. RCMP said a semi-trailer traveling eastbound collided with a pickup truck towing a trailer full of fireworks that was parked on the side of the road about 10 kilometers, or kilometers if you prefer, it's fine, west of Hope, BC. The crash, which happened around 10 p.m., caused the fireworks to go off, results in flashes and explosions above the highway. Carpal tunnel, Cameron Keener. What is that corporal? CPL?
Yes, corporal.
It's short for corporal? Okay.
It's short for carpal tunnel, yes.
Cameron Keener. Jeez Louise.
Carmen,
Keener with Chilliwack RMCP. There's a lot of C's is all I'm saying, and a K in there. A lot. Said the incident closed Highway 1 eastbound for an hour until the fireworks eventually stopped. They just had to burn out. Obviously, the fireworks were quite the display to passerbys. I'm guessing that rubbernecked the hell out of that traffic.
But I mean, it seems like you could just be anywhere and watch it. You wouldn't have to slow down right in front of the truck. I think you could sit there and just watch it from a distance. And
yeah, just look up and go,
you know, lawn chair in your back trunk and just you know, sit back. Let's watch the hour-long fireworks show from this crash.
The scary bit is if some of them are going to go parallel or not go up.
Right, you know? Right. Lateral.
Yeah. Lateral is the word I meant. So, yeah, that thing will fly across the highway, go right into your back seat, you and your dog right in there just minding your own business. Oh, boy.
God, I know. Yeah.
Anyway, careful up there, Canada, with your fireworks and your whatnot. You're going to blow off a finger. Let's move on to this story. I didn't quite know what to make of this, so I had to read it. I read the entire article.
Okay.
Around 10%, this is the headline, around 10% of the internet, the thing we're using right now.
Yeah.
For you and I to communicate, for us to broadcast this out to the people.
For the Gore podcast website.
That's right. All of it. Yes, internet, all right?
Uh-huh.
In fact, everything in my life is internet now.
Sure.
Well, 10% of that internet is encrypted via lava lamps. Now, see, it sounds insane.
Explain, Scott.
I know, it does sound insane on the face of it. We don't want to sound completely unhinged, says this article, like someone yelling sharks that have been around the galaxy twice. They have? What does that mean? Sharks have been around the galaxy.
Sharks have been around the galaxy twice. So sharks are old enough that the spiral arm has made it around twice.
I get it. I've never heard anyone refer to...
I've never heard that either, but that's fascinating. I'm more curious about the second one, too.
It says McFlurries look the way they do because of hedgehogs, and then they say they do, but then they don't tell us more.
They don't explain why, yeah. So that's a future... that's a Bobby article. Bobby, explain why McFlurries look the way they do because of hedgehogs.
Yeah, please do. Some Sonic connection, maybe? I don't know. maybe they had a promotion for Sonic and they tried to make the top of them look hedgehog-y.
Oh, maybe. That's pretty good.
Huh. Completely making that up. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it says here, and this is true, around 10% of the internet is encrypted via lava lamps. Encryption is the most basic form, blah, blah, blah. We talk about this. Though now associated with computing, encryption has been around for centuries. The first recorded cipher dating back to around 400 BCE used by Spartan military officers to secretly communicate. This is Sparta, they'd say, because that's like encrypted.
Right. This is madness.
This is madness. I like that they say the real words. They just do it in a kind of robotic way.
They just do it in a robot voice. That's how it's encrypted.
That's amazing.
I can't figure out what they're saying. It's all encrypted.
So let's see. Lava lamps. The part of the article I need, I didn't actually put in here. Hold on.
Let me I can down. Explain it if you want, because it's all Cloudflare, which I use for all my sites. But they have a wall of these lava lamps and a camera pointed at them. And this camera uses, they've got a computer and some code tied up to this camera that uses the randomness of the way the wax moves in the lamp to turn it into numbers and letters. And they use that as an encryption that is unhackable because it's not data in, data out. You can kind of say, oh, well, computer takes this data in, uses this number of milliseconds and puts this data out as a.
Now, you're absolutely correct. One part of this the part of the article they don't get into, though, is the part I have questions about. What if a lava lamp burns out or breaks or falls or goes mint? Like, what do? Do you just replace it with another lamp and now you refresh your numbers?
Just put another lamp there, because all it is just sitting there. It's just sitting there blooping. There's no other connection other than that this camera is pointed at it, looking at the different bloops and blurps.
Right. Right.
I have one of those. I have an encryption device right here, Scott.
Oh, look at that! Right down there. Is it on?
It is on.
Is it hot?
It's warm. It has not fully heated up yet, so it's okay. Not. It's not heated up to the point where the.
You got a floater though.
Bloop. I do have a floater. Yeah. It's interesting how that works, right? Because like you've got this big old chunk down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And the bottom is all melted. Oh yeah, you can see some.
Oh yeah, some particulates.
Grody floaters in there.
Yeah.
But then you've got this little bit up top that is light enough to float. And, you know, it's supposed to be that when it heats up, it lightens up, gets to the top, cools off, hardens, and then comes back down. But that little piece stayed up top.
Weird. So does that looks like it's like a regular bottle top on those things usually?
Yeah, it's just a little bottle cap. Yeah, I could go.
And what's what is in there? Is it just water? Is it oil?
It's just water. Water and... It seems to. It doesn't seem as viscous as oil. Like when you see an actual like bubble go up in there, it moves up really quickly. So I think it's just water and wax.
Okay, so that's all it's ever been. Water and wax.
That's all it's ever been. There's no lava, believe it or not.
This is like I'm having deja vu. It was like when I was a kid and I wanted to tear open my Stretch Armstrong, see what was in there.
Oh yeah. Right, it was all sand.
Yeah, right. Sand, and then I guess these days it's some kind of goo. Some kind of viscous, like I had a squeeze toy like this. I guess I don't have it anymore, but I used to have it right here by the desk.
And it's like a gel.
Yeah, and it's sticky and horrible. Do not open those.
Yeah, it's stuff you get at trade shows. The swag you get from the trade shows that goo covered in a cloth with a logo on it.
Felt like it lasted 10 squeezes, and then it popped, and that was a bad time.
We have clarification. It's mineral oil. Grant Ellis and Merrick says it's mineral oil, and then the wax is paraffin wax and carbon tetrachloride. Interesting.
Oh, okay. And this has been the standard for lava lamps since they happened in the 60s or whatever. This is just
I think so. Yeah.
All right. So nobody's sitting around. Corn syrup. Mm.
Where? What's the corn syrup? So I don't know if mine's definitely not viscous enough to be corn syrup.
Hmm.
Oh, they're talking about the Stretch Armstrong, the new goo is
the new goo is some kind of derivation of that, yeah. And they take a lot more of a beating if the outer stuff is good. If the outer dermis is like strong, your Stretch Armstrong will last for a much longer time than it did when we were kids, because the starchy. I think it was literally corn starch before, not corn syrup, or. I don't know. I don't know what they use now, but whatever that stuff is, if you get it out of the thing, you'll regret it. It will never come out of everything.
It's like glitter. You'll never get all of it up.
No. It'll be sticky forever. You can goo gone all you want till the day is long, and you're still not going to get rid of it.
Free Rangers says, what? A lava lamp has no actual lava in it? I've been lied to my whole life. I know, Free Rangers. Wait till I tell you about baby oil.
Oh, baby oil. It's no babies.
No babies.
Not even powder is baby. Baby powder isn't babies either. You'd think that'd be easier to get powder form babies, but.
Sure, powder form baby.
Yeah. And before any of you say, gross, guys, it's Halloween, okay?
Yeah, come on.
We're doing Halloween shit here on the Halloween special. Here's a Halloween story for you. A tarantula, you know, the tarantulas, the spider units deals. Yes. You're familiar with those?
I'm familiar. It is. I do love it when you do it, because it is very. Hey, Paul, you familiar with the tarantulas?
I know,
you,
dude. You know what? I got Letterman in my blood. I can't help it.
Yeah, I know.
It's not even mimicry. It's just like I watch so much of it.
It's just ingrained in you. Yes.
It's just part of me. Hey, yeah, Paul.
Hey, Paul, you're familiar with the tarantula?
Oh, man.
Hairy leg things.
That is what they do. And yeah, if it had a song
some
connection,
sort of theme to go along with it.
Yeah, and if they had a song, if it reminded them of any kind of song, popular song, they would play a little riff from that song.
The little Itsy Bitsy Spider or something, yeah.
I missed that show. Anyway, tarantula causes a vehicle crash in California's Death Valley. It's already a place you shouldn't go. It's called Death Valley, for shit's sake.
Yeah.
Foreign tourist traveling in California. That's weird. Why did I do that? Was injured in an accident caused by unlikely culprit, a tarantula. So just so everyone knows, it is not... some people say tarantula. Wait, mm-hmm. No, they say tarantula.
Tarantula.
What am I thinking of?
Like an alternate pronunciation of tarantula?
Yeah, when you grow up, kids would say it wrong. I think they would say tarantula, like T-U. And everybody would try to correct you. It was kind of like when they would say, instead of nuclear. They'd say nuclear, yeah. Or nuclear.
I mean, I think if I'm saying it, I say tarantula. Because I am kind of saying a tarantula. I'm not doing tarantula.
Tarantula. Well, anyway, this big old hairy spider did this. According to the National Park Service, a traveling Swiss couple just going durka-durka-dur down the road. In a rented camper, hit their brakes. We harbored Nazis. Dorka dorka doo. Anyway, they tried to avoid hitting the spider. The van was in turn rear-ended by a 24-year-old Canadian motorcyclist. Ah, the Canadians are back. Got injured in the accident as well. The spider survived the pileup, escaping into the desert unharmed. Well, thank goodness the spider's okay.
No kidding. I mean, my God, who stops a camper because there's a spider crossing the road? Like, all right, a pair of geese with their little baby goslings. Yeah, absolutely. You know, some ducklings for sure. A dog, a cat, absolutely. But a little spider lumbering. Oh, we must. I can't do a Swiss accent. I know I just did Swedish a minute ago, but I can't do a Swiss accent.
I can't either.
Oh, no, we better stop.
Marshmallows in our cocoa.
And all that sort of thing.
I don't know which part of the Alps the Price is Right cliffhanger was on, but maybe it was on the Swiss side.
Yeah, you have to yodel when you refer to the Swiss.
That's right.
But exactly. But yeah, Ricola. I would actually hit the gas. I ain't breaking for that.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Big old spider.
I might. There's nobody behind me. I might even back up over it and drive over it a third time.
Freaked my wife out entirely yesterday. I meant to tell you this earlier. She hates spiders to the point that she literally has clinically you can say she has arachnophobia. She hates mm-hmm. them.
She shuts down when she sees them.
Yes.
You need to deal with it.
Freezes up, like gets sweaty. Yeah. Like the way I would react to heights is how she reacts mm-hmm. to spiders. Okay. I don't love spiders, but they don't freak me out like that.
Sure.
But there's this Australian spider. I found this photo. And everything in Australia is psycho and wants to kill
is
you.
Is it
right?
A ridbeck?
No. No, but it looked... So it was a tree branch. Mm-hmm. And then this spider almost looked like a crab because it was so flattened out. But it flattens itself out completely and wraps around the circumference of the branch. So it looks like the branch. Same color. It looks like the texture of the tree. It's, you know, it's obviously a... camouflage, you know, natural camouflage for this spider, and he lies in wait for other bugs to crawl up to him and then just go yorp and eats him. And I showed her that all it was what looked like a stick, and I had to point out that that's a spider on that stick wrapped around. It's like the size of a, I don't know, it's as big as this wig, right? Big old spider.
Oh my
on a
God.
Branch.
Yeah.
And I thought she wasn't going to talk to me for the rest of the day. She hated that so much. Drove her up a tree, couldn't deal with it. The rest of the day, she just was pissed and irritated with me that I brought that up. So
yeah, I think I'm with her on that.
Yeah, I think I maybe shouldn't have.
You maybe shared. Shouldn't have shown her that. No, I think it might have been
a problem.
Might have been an issue. Yes.
Yeah. We'll see how dinner is tonight. Anyway,
let's get. You're not getting taco bar.
Oh, can't wait.
You're just basically got to sit on the front porch and hand candy to kids. You're relegated to the porch.
Yep, that'll be me. Put a little straw on my shirt. Jump up and scare them when they come.
There you go.
Anyway, that'll do it for today's news. We'll be have more tomorrow. All right, but we have to take a break. When we come back from this break, Bill Duran will be joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about the world of making stuff. Yeah, that's right. It's his Tuesday today.
Yay!
So be prepared for that. In the meantime, a song that Brian Ibbett will explain.
Ooh, big thanks to Clarion Call Media for this one, and Carolyn over there who sent this over to me. This is a band that's about to go out on tour with the Worriers and do some headline shows as well. They're a band called Paws, P-A-W-S. Don't spell it with a U. It's not P-A-U-S-E. No. It's Paws, like what animals have, like what all the animals we said that we would stop for when they're crossing the road, except for ducks and geese. Don't have paws. They have, anyway. Brand new album coming out from the band. The album is called... It actually is just called Paws. It is their self-titled debut album. I had to look that one up.
Nice.
This is the first single from it. It's called Uncertain. These guys are awesome. Here's the band, Paws.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Bactine Medicated Skin Cream. It is a new thing. It is a washing cream. You wash your face with it.
Got ringworm on my dong tip.
Completely forgot what that clip was. Man. It's a little shocking. Anyway.
Threw us off, yes.
Who was that again, so I can remember?
Sure, that's Paz from the brand new album Paz and a song called Uncertain.
Oh, I wish the song was also called Paz. That would be great.
It would be great, right? Like Big Country and a Big Country from the album Big Country.
Yeah.
Or, I'm a fan Talk of Talk that. From the album Talk Talk by the band Talk Talk.
I knew you'd know these. Of course you know these. Why wouldn't you know these?
Living in a Box.
Yeah. Wait, they have an album called Living in a Box and a song called Living in a Box?
Yeah, Living in a Box had a song called Well, I'm Living in a Box. Yes, I'm Living in a Cardboard Box.
Oh, I like
that
living
song.
Living
in a Box.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that song?
Yeah. I like that one. Every song, every album, or every band should have that. Every band should have, Nirvana should have an album called Nirvana and a song called Nirvana.
Yeah, okay.
Foo Fighters. I want it all.
Well, I'm having a real green day and it's having a real green day. Wake me up when this green day ends.
I blinked 181 two times. Blink 182, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Perfect. Yeah, it's a really good idea there.
Okay, let's do, what are we doing? Oh, Bill, it's Bill. I know what we're doing. It's Bill.
Yeah, we're talking Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
It's been a bit since we talked to Bill. And now's our chance. Brian's got a little follow-up for him. Plus, we're going to find out whatever the hell he's been working on, which I'm sure is awesome and great, because that's what the guy does. Here's his intro right here.
There's still something wrong, isn't there, Bill?
There's nothing wrong with this. Did I always have a fart on there? I guess it's been a while.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill's like, oh, yeah, I know that always my second has a fart. Bill Duran joining us from punishprops.com in the Pacific Northwest, where I assume things are just beautiful right now this time of year, and nice and overcast and chilly and all those things. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good Halloween weather.
Yeah, perfect Halloween. Seattle feels like a perfect Halloween town to me for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Get a little fog rolling through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should get more. There should be more horror movies set in your fine state and city. Why not?
I think they're taking a break after all of those vampire movies, the glittery vampire movies.
The Twilight movies?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Those were all set on an island. Or
Washington.
I actually had a trivia question about that last night. Where were the movies set? We got that one. And what was Bella's dad's occupation? And we missed that one. We thought he had a truck. We thought, is he just a truck driver or a tow truck driver? So we went with tow truck driver. But
that was
apparently a police chief.
Oh.
He doesn't work for Microsoft or Amazon.
Our original thought was lumberjack.
Or Boeing.
Well, it's the Northwest. He's a lumberjack. That's what it's got to be.
Google, whoever. Whoever's got offices there must work there. Right. Bungie. Sorry. Oh, I shouldn't say Bungie. I feel so bad for all these layoffs. You hear about those layoffs? You have friends there.
Yeah.
Are your friends are they okay? Are they good?
I haven't heard from any of them yet. So we'll see.
Freaking Sony buys Bungie and then a year later is laying off way too many people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delaying both the new Destiny 2 expansion, the Final Shape, and then also, what's the remake they're doing? Marathon. They're making a Marathon remake, which I loved Marathon back in the day. The shooter, Marathon. I was so excited for those things. Now they're all getting delayed and we're laying people off. Great! Mm-hmm. One of the best gaming years in history, and also one of the highest years for industry layoffs. It makes no damn sense to me. None at all.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's depressing. We're not talking about that. We're going to talk about cool builder stuff. Before we get into what Bill's been working on, Brian, share your changes and stuff you've done with your Kyber crystal holder.
Yeah, so I've talked about these a lot on the show, and I've been making them for a while, these Kyber crystal holders for the lightsaber crystals you get at Disneyland. And came up with, like, basically I would print them out on this this really cool aqua gray filament, this opaque filament, but they've got little holes where the light peeks through, and then you put your crystals in there and the light comes up through the crystal. And somebody had mentioned, you know, one of my Etsy orders, like, oh, I love it, but I wish it were brighter. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know the way. I mean, I could make the holes a little bit bigger, but then they're, you know, the crystals will sit in there kind of weird. And then I took inspiration from your squirrel, Bill, the squirrel you guys made, printed the whole thing in transparent, that smoky black Sirayu Tech filament. But then I painted most of it opaque silver. And you can't really tell. It's like gunmetal. You can't really tell that it's transparent until you turn it on. And then you can see the... the top actually, like, way more transparent, way more light gets through the top of this thing than on the regular.
That's so much cooler because it gives the crystals like a the feeling that they're really intense and
totally exactly really, really opens it up. And I'm like, so when I first did it, I'm like, oh, this will be so cool. Turned it on, and the light was still so bright that I had the square outline of the LED that I use poking up through the top of it. So I had to come up with one more thing, and so I used my Cricut, and I basically printed a little circular template that I glue, or that I stick. It's adhesive. You know, I'll turn the light off. It makes it a lot easier to see. And I put this little template. I guess it's really bright. Maybe that's it's not.
I kind of see it. Yeah, that just fuzzes it out or dulls it a little bit.
It makes it opaque on the places where there aren't crystal rings. So that was basically the key factor is like, oh my God, that's the way to do it is have a little template in there.
That's
so
great.
That looks nice.
Looking good, man. I love it.
It kind of gives the crystal a little bit of a force ghost appearance, like a little blue haze around.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is it Coverville 3D on
Coverville Etsy? 3D on Etsy. Etsy. Yeah.
There you go. Go check
them
out.
Or just Coverville3D.com is a place you can go as well. Yeah, you can see photos of the new one with the transparent, how it looks.
And it's also $940 more than the previous design. So so get in there.
Those Cricut labels ain't cheap, folks.
No. All right, let's throw it over to Bill. Bill, it's a busy time of year for you, making all kinds of shiz. I saw your gun got finished, and I about fell over. What are you working on these days? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about that.
Awesome.
So I finished my first of many Starfield props, I'm sure. I made the Rattler. Of course, we've got a video over on the website and YouTube channel on the build. I'm also selling the files, so if you want to 3D print your own Rattler from Starfield. Got the files for that. It'll work on both a resin or an FDM printer. I tested it on both and it worked great.
Nice.
But the real icing on this one was I CNC'd the grips out of walnut, out of real wood, and they just look and feel and smell incredible. They're so good.
Well, bet, dude.
So 3D printed the whole thing, painted it, and then I did wooden grips on my CNC machine. So I'm very happy with how that all turned out.
It's got so cool.
I made a mechanism so that you can pop the magazine out. It's got a little spring in there, so it like snaps back in. Very satisfying to play with. And I'm super happy with how it turned out. And I'm already starting another Starfield.
So tell me about the wood handles. Do you? You mentioned the CNC machine and all that, but what do you, I guess a CNC machine can take a 3D file. This may be educational for some. It definitely will be for me, but take a 3D file and then it's not printing the wood, obviously, but it's cutting it into what you need. Is it as simple as that or am I oversimplifying?
Yeah. So if you think about 3D printing is additive, it adds to what you have there to create an object in 3D space. And the CNC machine is subtractive. It takes a piece of already existing material and it cuts away everything that isn't the piece you want. So it's kind of the opposite of 3D printing. But you have a lot more options as far as what material you use with the CNC machine, because you don't have to just pick a filament. You can pick whatever material the machine will cut. So mine will do wood, plastics, some non-ferrous metals like aluminum or brass. You can do carbon fiber you can cut on that machine. There's a lot of material options on the CNC machine, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So if you want the genuine material, use the CNC machine.
Yeah. This one, you have one of these shots you took where it's all the parts laid out?
Oh, no, the Nold shot?
You're killing me. I love that. That's almost as cool. That's like everybody's like, hey, we should all get into retro gaming and stuff. What I want to do is tear a Genesis apart and then lay all the parts out like this. And
yeah, and then frame them and put it up on the wall.
Oh, it's so awesome, dude. I love it.
All right. There's a Noling subreddit, by the way, if you're into that. K-N-O-L-L-I-N-G, Noling.
Noling? Let's see.
Yeah.
Noling.
And you'll find a lot of good Noling shots.
Oh, I love it.
Some good old Noling porn.
Yeah. That's right.
Load that up after my wife goes to bed.
Why is that so fun to look at? Why is that such a, I don't know what that is. I get like a weird jolt out of it. Man, I love that stuff. Well, very good. Go check this out. The build is amazing. If you're playing Starfield at all, this style will immediately jump out to you, and you'll want one. So spend the $9 bucks for the print for the 3D files. $9. Do you know how much such work Bill took to make this, and he's only charging $9? That's such a deal.
Can I let you my secret on how I price that stuff?
Yeah.
I price it low enough that people won't want to steal it.
Oh, good point. Yeah, because they could steal it. It's not like this stuff is impossible to steal.
Or whatever.
Yes, sure. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But keep it cheap. Keep it convenient, and then people will buy it. And
that's
hopefully enough people will buy it that Bill can become a rich retired man one day. All right.
Or at least I can buy enough resin to make another one.
Damn straight.
So we also shot another video over on the YouTube channel. I took a bunch of space blasters I made over the last 14 years. I started in 2009. I took a whole bunch of them, not all of them because there's too many, but I did like a retrospective covering a bunch of my old art, which is always really fun. Wow. You guys ever do this? Go back and look at something you made 14 years ago?
Yes. It freaks me out. It's real weird. Although, I don't know, about 10 years ago, I hit a certain, not a crescendo, but I hit a place where I'm basically sort of there still. But anything prior to that, it's hard for me. It's really hard to look at. But to do it publicly, you're a brave man.
Well, I mean, all this stuff's public anyway. I've already made videos and blog posts.
So that's true. But you're dredging it up again. You're like, hey, remember this? Like what I did.
That's true. Well, let me point out a few things that I noticed by taking a look back.
All right.
First of all, when I was in the thick of it, you know, in like 2010, when I was just learning this stuff, it felt like it was taking forever to improve.
Mm.
But from this end of history, I feel like I got much better, much quicker than I thought.
Yeah. It's hard to tell when you're in the middle of it, right?
Yeah. But I can easily see the improvements I made over the years and it seems like it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
I had a few eras I went through, artists might have their blue period. Well, I definitely had a Skyrim and a Mass Effect and a Fallout period.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember all of these.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mass Effect in particular. I felt like you did a lot with Mass Effect at the time.
I was casting. When I first quit my day job, I was casting Mass Effect gun blanks for people. That was kind of how I made my lunch money. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of that. But I also had eras of different materials. So when I got started, I was doing a lot of hard surface modeling with like a scroll saw. I was doing a lot of molding and casting back then. Then we definitely went through a foam era. And we're still kind of in the foam era.
Sure.
But there was about 2014 was when we started doing that and kind of went nuts. Wrote a few books, made a lot of costumes. And now we're kind of in a 3D printing area. We actually started 3D printing stuff in 2016, which is a little later than most people. We're a little late to the game there, but we've caught up.
Yeah, I think you've caught up just fine. Also, all these disciplines kind of feed together at some point, right? Because now you're using different techniques in the same prop, and some of it's foam, some of it's casted.
A lot of stuff transfers. Like a lot of the foam stuff works similar to the way working with leather would work, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. More leather.
And then so now we're in the 3D printing area. Now we still do all of these things. However, I'm very focused on 3D printing nowadays. I'm just having so much fun with it. I just got a Prusa Mark IV that has input shaping, which makes it almost twice as fast. It's insane how quick this machine
is. That's the new, the new one. I just saw Uncle Jesse had posted a video about that one. Cool. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear how that one is.
So when you say twice as fast, like, that's a lot for...
Yeah.
That's a lot for 3D printing.
Yeah. It's shockingly fast.
Wow. All
so right. I'm really excited to print more on that. We have a lot more 3D printing projects coming up.
The future is here, right?
That's what we're saying. It sure is.
What do you think? Yeah, if you had to guess, and, you know, 3D printing may be the answer, but... But is there something beyond that where you're like, my next thing will be molten tungsten? And, you know, what do you think you enter into after that?
I want to do more with metal, which means I want to get a vertical milling machine. Yeah. I want to do more with the CNC machine and welding. None of this is new stuff.
Right.
But it's what I'm interested in next. For sure.
See you in a welding mask. Poking away at stuff.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I already have a welding mask. I acquired one somehow. I don't know. There's one down there. I'm just missing the welder.
I have a friend who will not watch. He loves watching videos like your stuff, like build videos.
Yeah.
But he won't watch videos where there's welding unless he puts on his welding mask, because he's convinced that even though it's a video of the light, that he still needs to wear protective gear for a YouTube video, which I believe is 1,000% incorrect, but he thinks that that's true. So he wears one methodically every time. Isn't that a bit weird? It's a little weird.
Your TV can only get so bright.
Yeah. I feel like...
does he turn his head if the sun is in a shot?
Probably. Like, he seems a little hypervigilant about it, but I tried to explain to him, I'm like, if you took a camera shot of the sun directly, that isn't the same as you staring into the sun. But I guess there's also... Maybe there's a part of his human evolution that kicks in and says, well, I don't know that for sure, so I shouldn't look at it because my eyes... I don't want to go blind. I don't know. It's just a weird thing, I thought.
It is a weird thing.
So, Angus, if you're listening, that's not his real name. We call him Angus as a joke, but quit looking and quit doing that. Everything's fine on video. All right? You're fine. Bill, always a pleasure. I wonder if he feels heat from like a burning video, you know?
Yeah.
Like an inferno.
If can he smell? Can he smell cooking videos?
Yeah. He smells toast all the time. Anyway, Bill, it's punishprops.com, of course, and the Punish Props YouTube channel as well. And you can always find Bill on all the socials and stuff, usually under Chin Beard or Punish Props or whatever it may be. Bill, is there anything else you want to mention before we go?
Absolutely. Got a video for everyone to check out. Yeah. Our pal, Ali Spagnola, hard at work. She made a 12-foot skeleton into a disco ball, and it's glorious.
Nice. But of course she did, because that's what Ali does.
Yeah.
That is what she does.
I saw a clip of this on her TikTok channel and hadn't seen the full thing yet, but oh, wow. You just take this to a disco.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a lot of work.
So, happy Halloween. Shit. If you don't have one of those in your front yard, then you are behind the curve. Allie is kicking butt over there, and I wish I had half her energy.
God, no kidding.
We could all use a little Allie energy in our life. Mm-hmm. Also, I wish I was working out like Allie.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's very healthy. All right, there it is. Bill Duran, everybody. Punishprops.com. Bill, have a great time, and we'll see you next time.
See you, friends.
Bye-bye. Oh, that is so cool. Look at it all sparkly in the California sun. Oh, wow. That's great.
Also, she has a giant teddy bear. She has an absolutely giant teddy bear.
I think she's into giant things.
I think she is.
I think this is proof.
Chia things.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's the size. That's the size of the each little square on this thing.
So have you seen one of these? I mean, the squares are bigger than you think, but one of these big size skeletons are kind of a big deal around here. Everyone has
one. We've got a neighbor that I think went to Spirit Halloween and just said, yeah, I'll take it all. Thanks.
Wow.
Like it is, their yard is, it looks like the set. I'm sorry. I'm just fascinated watching this. She's just working on the, what do they call that? The part where the legs connect.
The pelvis?
The pelvis, thank you.
Yeah.
The crotch, the skeleton crotch.
Skele-crotch, yeah.
Just that of it. Jeez Louise.
Pelvis Presley. Anyway.
Exactly. But yeah, no, it looks like it's the set of the Thriller video or something. It's so decked out.
Yeah, it's really awesome. She later in the video, almost toward the end, she puts it in a, I think that room that she'd painted black, mm-hmm. and is just aiming lights at it and rotating it. It's really cool. Very nice.
Oh, that's fantastic.
500,000 tiny square mirror tiles. 500,000. I love
all the little tiny reflections that she gets all over the place.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing. That thing would be worth money.
Totally.
All right, so let's get to one quick thing here at the end of the show. We got a call. This is about naming your kids. We had a whole discussion about this, and so we're going to get a little bit more here, so enjoy.
Hey, Scott and Brian. It's Paul from Toronto, Canada, just calling in. On episode 2537, you were talking at the beginning about funny last name combinations. When my kids were in kindergarten, they had a fabulous kindergarten teacher whose name was Sue Horny. And, you know, everybody kind of giggled about it and everything. Well, when she went to retire, we went to a retirement dinner for her, and we were talking with her, and she acknowledged everybody makes fun of her last name. But then she revealed that her maiden name was Sue Dick. So if she would have hyphenated it, it would have been Sue Dick Horny. So
oh my
that's
gosh.
About the funniest
wow.
one I've ever heard. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, man, that's rough.
That is rough. Jeez.
Somebody call Barton Moe at Moe's Tavern and get a prank call going. Good
I'm
Lord.
Looking for Sue Dick Horny. is there Horny. A Sue Dick Horny here?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'd be at the courthouse with my $100 getting the change.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes.
It's a lot. But then again, I don't know. Embrace who you are, I suppose. Whatever.
Yeah. You know what? Exactly.
Yeah. I could have changed Johnson. Johnson gets some trouble sometimes.
Sure.
Here and there.
What would you have changed it to? Do you have a favorite last name that you would?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. If I was going to keep in the neighborhood, I'd say Jackson. You know,
what about
Scott,
Lundgren? How about Scott Lundgren?
Scott Lundgren. That's not bad. That really leans into my Scandinavian heritage.
Yes, it does. Yeah, Scott Lundgren.
We could do Scott. Don't let's not do Scott Peterson. That was a murderer.
Nope. Don't do that one.
How about? Gunderson. Scott Gunderson.
Gunderson, perfect. We'll roll into the whole Fargo thing.
Yeah, let's do excellent. It. Oh, that new season. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, that. Oh, my God, with Keeley from Ted Lasso.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Doing a whole Fargo accent, don't you know?
Yeah, everything about that show just gets me so excited. All right, that is going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can support the show. We're about to roll over into a new month, and when we do, we'd love to have some new peeps over there. So come check it out and check out all the reasons why. It's over at patreon.com/TMS. That's going to do it for us today, except for a song. And Brian brought it in a little box. Brian, what are we playing today in your little box?
What's in the box? Yeah, this one's going out to Gary, formerly from Lantronics, formerly from Toy Story Lot B, and now formerly from Black Spire Outpost and Disney. Hi, Sebulba and Boba Fett. October 31st will be my last day on Batuu in the outer rim of a galaxy far away and a long, long time ago, located at a rodent-themed amusement park / disease vector in Southern California. Yes, I'm finally retiring. I've been pondering what to request. The Who's I'm Free came to mind, so did Take This Job and Shove It, but that's not mostly how I feel. But I am feeling like school is finally out, especially with all why am I forgetting the card game that Han won the Millennium Falcon?
All
I can think of is Dom Jot.
Dom Jot. No, that's not it's it.
What's that called?
That's
They played anyway. It again in Solo. They had
Sabacc,
a whole thing.
Sabacc, yes.
Sabacc.
Because Gary used to walk around and teach people how to play Sabacc. It was so cool. And I think when he comes to TMS Vegas, he needs to teach us all to play Sabacc.
I think that'd be great.
So please play a cover of Alice Cooper's Anthem to Freedom from the Man or the Mouse for me. Given the way scheduling works, my last day may be October 28th through the 31st. So please try to fit this in late October, early November. I'll leave it to the cover meister. Great appreciation for entertainment efforts. However, Gary, the senior geek.
Hang on. This is for Gary as he leaves. Little Mandalorian love at the end. Like, see you, Gary. Don't let the the Batu hit you on the way out or whatever.
I'm sure, you know, when he's taking his cardboard box with all his stuff in it, there's like a guy in a Mandalorian costume escorting him to the front of the park saying, this is the way.
Yeah, this is the way. And then, but two stormtroopers to be the guards, though. They got to be on the east side.
They've got to escort him out. Yeah, yes, exactly.
Love it.
All right. This is what I'm surprised we haven't played on the show before, because it is my favorite cover of School's Out. This is by a group called The Donnas from a tribute album called In Their Eyes, 90s teen bands versus 80s teen songs. Here is School's Out.
Frogpants.com.
Buster, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.